At the moment, Queenslanders are going hungry.
To tell us more, Sarah Hurrup, CEO of Food Bank Queensland, joins us. Thank you for coming onto the show this morning.
Morning.
Morning. So, thanks for having me.
Sarah, Queensland is experiencing a hunger crisis. Can you elaborate on that, please?
Yes. Look, at Food Bank Queensland, we're seeing the highest demand in our 25-year history. Mm. So there's more than 340,000 kilograms of food leaving our warehouse every week.
Whoa.
To help Queenslanders who are hungry.
Is this because of COVID or has this happened all the time?
There is always a hunger crisis in Queensland. It's quite hidden, but certainly COVID has impacted on that. So the proportion of hungry Queenslanders who are seeking food relief at least once a week has increased since last year from 11% to 18%.
Wow, so you're not able to keep up with the demand? Is that what's happening?
Yes, that's right. So we are like the pantry to the charity sector. So frontline charities that are providing food relief are turning people away, and in particular, you know, some of them are talking about turning away hundreds of people every week.
Wow. Oh, and then what happens when people get turned away, Sarah?
Look, I think what happens is that people try to seek assistance from other charities nearby.
Yep.
So there's certainly, we see a bit of that happening. Obviously, every frontline charity only has so many staff and volunteers and funds and resources that they have to help people in those situations. And look, it's a sad reality that support can't be given to everybody.
Sarah, why is it that so many Queenslanders are going hungry?
Look, I think the fundamental reason behind food insecurity, look, it really comes down to having the ability to have access to food from a financial perspective or a physical perspective. If you don't have the money or you don't have a way of getting to somewhere where you can get food, that can be really difficult. And also being able to access food in a socially acceptable way is really important. So,
What do you mean by that? So
what we found with the this year's hunger report, and it's no different to previous years, is that 53% of people who actually need help don't reach out to get help because they feel embarrassed and ashamed about having to go to a charity to seek food. And in some cases, people think that there's other people that are more deserving than them, so they don't actually reach out for help.
Well, and Sarah, like you said, I mean, they may be able to afford only so much food and need help with 50% more of what they actually need in a week, for example.
That's right. So, and certainly charities do a great job in providing food relief, but it's not a made-to-order kind of situation like it would be if you walked into a supermarket to choose your own food. So even in the work that we do, it is difficult for people. We're operating off donated food and food that we procure for the purposes of food relief.
Okay, so to help assist hungry Queenslanders, Food Bank Queensland is running a hunger drive. Can you tell us how this works?
So people can, you know, individuals at your work, companies can sign up to Hunger Drive and essentially, you know, raise funds online. You get all of the tools you need to do the hunger drive, raise funds, because to be honest, it's what we can do with funds in terms of converting that into food is more than we could ever do if people come and donate food directly to us that they've gone and bought from a retail supermarket.
There's only so much you can do with 100 baked bean cans.
Yeah,
you know?
That's exactly right.
Mm. Or you know, that can of asparagus that's been sitting at the back of the pantry.
Yeah, so instead of food for thought, give some thought for food.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Really excited about Hunger Drive. It's going well and people can put food on the table for families.
Well, I was really shocked to hear this information about Queenslanders doing it so tough, but also relieved that you are running a hunger drive. So we've shared the details on our Facebook page, Triple M Central Queensland, to encourage others to maybe sign up and help collect some donations.
That's fantastic.
Hungry for an Origin win as well. Queenslanders, let's help each other out. This is what we do so well. Sarah, thank you so much for having a chat with us this morning, and keep that food bank happening.
Thank you.
Banksy and Pinky for breakfast.
Central Queensland's
Triple M.